my snazzy individuals. It's your host, Laura, here at Soft as Lore Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode 4. How have you been since the last episode aired? I hope everything's going well for you, and I hope you're doing well too. How about we dive right into today's discussion? Ah, fantasy. Oh, how we love it. Whether it's clean or a bit spicy, you cannot deny how much we absolutely love and adore everything about fantasy. A genre filled with magic, otherworldly beings, fantastical biomes, creatures, secrets, and spells. For many of us, it's our go-to genre, and not only fantasy, but every single variation of it. Whether it's fantasy romances, fantasy adventures, honestly, the list is endless. For many years, I too have been an avid reader of fantasy. I thoroughly enjoy the way the worlds are crafted, honestly. How magic systems are made and implemented into these mystical societies some of us want to be part of and some of us do not even want to touch. The way the magic works and its limitations, the way creatures integrate themselves into society, or if there's an unspoken separation between them. If it's magical, sign me up. Everything about it is just so interesting to me. But it also made me wonder, why the heck do we love it so much? I mean, it's kind of obvious why we do, but have you ever thought about it in depth? First things first, my dear listener, what is your favorite fantasy book? What made you love it so much? Was it the magic, the characters, the stupidly attractive villain you shouldn't love but you do anyways? Now, let me tell you what you typically find in a stellar fantasy story. These stories tend to have these crucial aspects. A magical force and limitations meant to be broken. Excellent world building, fantastical, and maybe a little too attractive characters. A dangerous life-altering quest. And of course, the mystical beasts. For many years, I approached fantasy as much as, well, a reader would. But recently, I felt like I needed to understand fantasy a little bit more. And what better way of understanding fantasy than to write fantasy? As you may or may not know, I am the author of The Lux Establishment, a sci-fi-esque novel filled with action and a need for answers, but mostly having to do with technology and an incredibly strange society. I guess you can classify the book as an action adventure grounded with logic, with the logic of a reality. Now, this story is nothing like fantasy. So when I finally decided to pick up the pencil and write down my first fantasy adventure, I really had to think about it for a minute. I was like, why did I pick up a fantasy book? What drew me, personally, to the genre? So one day, funnily enough, I went into Walgreens. It was September of last year, actually. And usually, for some reason, these pharmacies, well, anywhere actually, you start seeing these Halloween decorations from like late August, or like even, yeah, late August. And as I walked in, I saw this adorable Squishmallow. This pink witch was just like sitting there amongst her other little friends. Like, I saw a little werewolf, a little vampire, and like literally as soon as I saw her, I was like, I need to write a story about you. And I'm not one to write fantasy. Like, when I was first starting out my writing career, I was writing mostly, like, I guess you can say science fiction or action adventure. Mostly, like, the hero's journey was where my writing was grounded. But I felt like, if I love fantasy so much, then why don't I try and actually create my own fantastical world? Now, I know the task sounded daunting, but I was honestly so thrilled that before I knew it, I was creating an entirely different world. Now, this story of which I'm talking about is actually available to read on Wattpad, and it's called Roxy the Witch. And without spoilers, because I don't want to spoil you, Roxy the Witch is basically a story about a magic agent and her familiar best friend embarking on a quest. A C-grade quest by her elven handler, Alder. And she has to figure out a few things here and there. secrets start unraveling, you know, the typical thing. And as I crafted the magic system, I found myself, like, developing an even greater appreciation for these fantasy authors, because a magic system is no joke. Like, you have to really sit down and think, like, why your magic works the way it works. And as, like, a newbie fantasy writer, that took a long time. And funnily enough, I've been told that I am more of a prancer than a planner. And that's a good thing in some aspects and a terrible thing in other aspects, but I will not get into that. So when I was developing the magic system, I really had to think about the limitations and whether I wanted my protagonist to be overpowered or for her to really experience the limitations of said magic system. And in this case, I decided that Roxy should be more grounded within the limits and later on grow as a character and discover different types of magics and whatnot. But in order to do that, I needed to know what exactly was overpowered, what exactly broke the rules of the magic system, and why. A lot of cause and effects that I really never considered when I was reading these books before. And, like, if you're reading to study or reading for enjoyment, you'll notice a lot of different aspects of the same world. Completely different. Like, they oppose each other. And that's usually done on purpose. And the most beautiful thing with fantasy is the world in which the story takes place in. And I kind of cheated. The first part of this story takes place on Earth, on a fictional town named Lunaris. And I did this because I had to, like, show a clear distinction between Roxy's world and Earth, and how magic developed on Earth and how it reacted differently to Roxy's world. It really helped me, like, cement the differences and, like, develop the magic system a lot more. And I know I have a long way to go before I, like, tell you or even try to give tips on creating magic system, but I just found it to be so fascinating and so much fun to create a world out of scratch. And, like, some of my struggles as I wrote this story was actually in incorporating magic into reality. Not just the character wielding it, but in other aspects, like in the biomes, in different environments, and in the way that magic was incorporated into buildings. Because I didn't want the story to feel like it was too grounded in our world. That was, like, the exact purpose of me wanting to write it. I wanted it to be in a different world. So a little location I'll throw out is Erin. Erin is the agency in which Roxy, the magic agent, works for. And when I initially wrote down, like, the building's descriptions, I was like, what the heck is missing? Like, I read over the way I described the architecture. It was like, this is good descriptions, like, I could picture it well, so why don't I like it? Well, it was because the fantasy reader in me was like, where the frick is the magic, girl? Where's the way things work? Like, why is this building just a building? How does that make sense? So, for a bit, I walked away, I picked up a book, I read, I watched the movie, and I was like, holy crap, I forgot the magic! Like, I forgot to integrate the magic. That's literally, it's honestly so fascinating how our favorite authors seamlessly blend in the magical aspects of their new world. And it's like the tiniest details go so far. Like, just the way a door behaves or the way the environment interacts with the character changes the whole perspective of the story. And isn't that what you really like about fantasy? Now, I'm telling you from a writer's point of view now, I sincerely appreciate all these fantasy books, whether low or high fantasy. All of them are just so beautiful. And as a reader, there's, like, these little things you get to appreciate when you become a writer, if you write. So much energy and countless hours goes into creating a book, but I honestly find it to be such a fun process. You really have to enjoy the genre you're writing. Because once you write a story, you gotta write the story for yourself. Like, if you were to walk into a bookstore and you read a synopsis and you love it, that's the book for you. Write for yourself. Especially in any genre, you gotta write for yourself. Now, going back to fantasy, I understood exactly why I love fantasy. It basically is a portal to a new world, to new conflicts, new resolutions, new ways of looking at the world and looking at things. And that's exactly why I love fantasy. It opens a perspective that I probably wouldn't have found in a different genre. And I absolutely live for that. That's exactly why I love genre. And maybe that's why you love genre too. You love this genre too. It's because you enter a new world. You get to experience a different reality and you get to see the characters thrive in that reality. And you get to see how the magic works, how they deal with problems, how the society is either built or why it crumbled. It's like an introspective dive into real-world problems, but in a fantastical point of view. You get to go on a fantastic journey, and you get to learn a few things. And isn't that the beauty of literature? Well, thank you so much for joining me on this ramble. Now, I think you know what time it is.
Yes, welcome to our bookish game. Now, this is going to be fun, and hopefully it's interactive enough for you to participate. But I don't know what you're saying, as I am behind a microphone. This is an extreme game of this or that. You're either going to agree with me, or you're going to think I've absolutely lost it. Either way, there will be an opinion, and I might love it. I might hate it. Anyways, shall we? In today's segment of This or That, I propose to you three rounds, two very hard choices, and only one decision. Shall we continue? Alrighty then, question numero uno.
Since we are on the topic of fantasy, I thought I'd ask you some fantasy-related questions. Would you rather go on a glorious quest only to find nothing at the end? Or would you rather go on an extremely boring quest with people you don't like, just to find something cool at the end? Now, if you're asking me, which you're not, but I'm gonna answer anyways, I would probably go on the glorious quest, just because, you know, as they say, it's the journey that matters. Some people say that. Because, like, I feel like if it's a glorious quest, I'm gonna think it's, like, fun, fantastical, I'm gonna have fun. And if I find a piece of paper at the end, well, I found a piece of paper at the end. But, like, if you go on a boring quest, you're probably going to be irritable, annoyed, bored. I would much rather go on a glorious quest. Because, like, even if you go on the boring quest, I don't think you're going to enjoy the cool reward at the end as much as you would if it was a fun quest, you know? So, let me know. Boring quest or glorious quest? It's up to you. Would you rather only to be able to wield the most powerful magic at unpredictable times, or only be able to wield weak magic, but whenever you want? Now, to be honest with you, any type of magic is cool with me. So, out of preference, I'd go for the weak one, because if I could shoot little fireworks out of my fingers, I would be pretty happy. I don't need no powerful magic. And especially since it is at unpredictable times, what if, like, the moment I need to do something cool, it just doesn't happen? You know how embarrassing that would be? What about you? Would you like to be powerful and, like, whatever short burst of powerful magic you do have, and if it's at the proper time, then I guess that's pretty cool. But I give you no guarantee about that. So, personally, I'd rather wield weak magic and have blast. And not be part of the blast. Anyways, last question. This one's more for you and less for me. If you had the ability to enter one fantasy world, which would it be? And As usual, there's a little fine print. If you stay more than one day in that fantasy world, you're stuck in there forever. You cannot return back to Earth. Which would it be? What would you do? Would you go ahead and wield the magic? Would you forget about the time frame? Would you leave immediately because it's not as you liked it to be? Let me know. Thank you so much for joining me again. And if you'd like to support the show, please check out my Ko-Fi account, ko-fi.com/softestlure. You can help the podcast by donating $4. All proceeds come to making this podcast even better. And if you want to check out an indie book written by yours truly, please consider adding the Lux Establishments to your TBR. Thank you so much for joining me on my little ramble. Stay cool, stay snazzy, and keep reading.